Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are trying to convene what is an incredibly important discussion. And yeah, I know it's Friday afternoon. Yeah, I know we're still trying to get the good stuff out of the summer. But this is so important. We've listened to absolutely horrifying rhetoric from our president, from Charlie Kirk, from Stephen Miller, senior advisor to the president. I pointed out to you that Brendan Carr, just a couple years ago, said that political satire is good free speech. That's a good thing. Charlie Kirk said hate speech doesn't exist in America, that it's all free speech. Brendan Carr said in 2019, the FCC does not have a roving mandate to police speech in the name of the public interest. Charlie Kirk actually submitted an amicus brief to the Supreme Court that said pressure applied to social media platforms to enforce the government's new role as an arbiter of truth clashes with the court's clear declaration that government may not, quote, prescribe what shall be orthodox in politics, nationalism, religion, or other matters of opinion, end quote. And yet, this was our Attorney General, Pam Bondi, just last week. Let's take a listen. This is Cut 12.
There's free speech, and then there's hate speech. And there is no place, especially now, especially after what happened to Charlie, in our society. We will absolutely target you, go after you, if you are targeting anyone with hate speech, anything. And that's across the aisle.
And Donald Trump.
And what do you make Pam Bondi saying she's going to go after hate speech? A lot of your allies say hate speech is free speech.
She'll probably go after people like you because you treat me so unfairly. It's hate. You have a lot of hate in your heart. Maybe they'll come after ABC. Well, ABC paid me $16 million recently for a form of hate speech, right? Your company paid me $16 million for a form of hate speech. So maybe they'll have to go after you.
Okay, let's be really clear here. Hate speech by politicians, right? Hate speech by politicians is not the same thing as regular people criticizing politicians. It's not the same thing as a journalist asking a president tough questions. Hate speech by politicians with massive platforms and podcasters like Kirk and Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh telling tens of millions of people every day that Democrats and liberals and gay people and black folks and brown folks and immigrants and women and anybody who's not a land-owning rich white dude that can write hundreds of millions of dollars worth of checks to Donald Trump and the MAGA movement are vermin and the enemy from within and Marxist, socialist, communist, fascist, whatever it is. We have to be able to say in the face of that, that what Donald Trump is saying, what Pam Bondi is saying, both of those things at the same time, they're both wrong. And yet we should also be able to condemn as bigoted and regressive and antithetical to our American experiment the language of people like Charlie Kirk. My right to criticize him should not make me subject to criminal RICO prosecutions as threatened by Stephen Miller.
And threatened by the chief federal law enforcement officer of the United States of America. We will go after you. Look back in history to find another attorney general who made those kinds of threats.
You wouldn't find one. Another FCC chair to say the same kind of things. Let's listen to Brendan Carr threaten media outlets. This is Cut 34. This is the
President
chair
Trump
of the FCC.
President Trump ran against immense odds. These legacy media outlets threw everything at him, almost every single hoax imaginable, right? Biden is sharp as a tack, burying the Hunter Biden laptop story, the Russia collusion hoax. And most politicians would have just gone along with that narrative or not fought at all. But President Trump punched back. And when he did so, he was standing up for the American people that simply don't trust those outlets anymore. We at the FCC are going to enforce the public interest obligation. If there's broadcasters out there that don't like it, they can turn their license in to the FCC. But that's our job. And again, we're making some progress now.
When in 2019, Brendan Carr said the FCC does not have a roving mandate to police speech in the name of public interest that was posted on X at 10:05 a.m. on February 14th, 2019. Now he says they do. I wonder why that is.
And it's a it's a footnote, Maggie, but here's the other piece, which, again, going back to your concept that this is being done by proxy, let's remember, too, that the Federal Communications Commission was created by the Congress to be an independent agency. You are not motivated by these kinds of things, not because the president was criticized by somebody on late night television. You make a determinations about communications issues independent of politics. That was the congressional mandate. Are we seeing
which
that now?
Which is what Brendan Carr wrote on page like 845 of Project 2025. He wrote that FCC is an independent agency. It's not now.
It is not.
Donald Trump says to a journalist, we're going to go after you, your hate speech. And the journalist said, would that be appropriate? Well, it's appropriate if you ask the president a tough question. My God. I mean, Laura Loomer, Blake Masters, Chris Rufo. I'm looking at Elon Musk. The left is the party of murder on the day of Charlie Kirk's death. Sean Davis. These are all major MAGA influencers. And the fact that Elon Musk owns one of the world's largest communication platforms. I've been promising you all day that we would get to the big, big picture. What's actually going on and why it's bad for every American and every Wisconsinite. Me, you, Jim Santel, we're going to lay that out for you next. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's Friday on the Maggie Dawn Show. You never want to miss it. You're listening to Civic Media Radio Network.